In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson established the Job Corps, the nation's largest residential educational and vocational training program for economically challenged youth. With three centers in Arkansas, Job Corps is taking steps to protect the environment and connect students with employers through green job training. The U.S. Department of Labor-administered program is preparing students for the rapidly growing green economy in a number of fields. We go into the field in Southwest Little Rock to learn more in this week's Clean and Green.
The reason why we're going to go over this is we have a couple projects we are going to do on the center, and I want you guys to understand why we're doing these projects.
These Little Rock Job Corps students are preparing for their future in this heating, ventilation, and air conditioning classroom. And this green lesson they're learning today will be a huge part of that process. HVAC is just one of the career technical areas to emphasize green training on this beautiful 32-acre campus. Students here are taught the latest green innovations in other fields like plumbing and facilities maintenance. But on this campus of almost 300 students, instructors have taken it even a step further. They've gone solar, like the panels that were installed on this gazebo with student help during on-the-job training.
It runs off of solar panels for all the lighting. Then we have the three electric vehicles that we have. So we built a solar charging station that don't have to be plugged in using grid power. They can just be plugged into the solar charging, and it's a true green project. From there, we also have other auxiliary lighting that runs off of solar panels throughout the center. And when we build our security building up front, it'll also be running off of solar lights and things like that.
That's maintenance supervisor John Scotty. Today, these HVAC students are learning how to install a digital programmable thermostat. Manufacturers say installing one of these thermostats can save a homeowner as much as 33% on their heating and cooling costs. Besides the technical end of it, that's the sort of green concepts about energy-efficient equipment HVAC instructor Jason Denny wants his students to grasp before they graduate.
We're really trying to teach our students the importance of being green, being environmentally friendly, introducing them to green building practices. Heating and ventilation can make up to 45% of the average homeowner's utility bill. And so it's very important to teach our students how to help conserve energy.
That goal for Denny's students begins in the classroom with this textbook, Your Role in the Green Environment. And the philosophy is carried out across this campus as students learn their various job skills. It costs employers nothing to partner with Job Corps, but what they'll gain in return is job candidates who not only understand what sustainability means, but who have also been highly trained to take those concepts into the field.
It's my goal to have our HVAC students graduate, enter into the construction trade, make good decisions based on some of the things that we've been able to teach them here, decisions that are going to be good for our environment and will help save our planet.
Intro to green.
Now, there are two other Job Corps sites in Arkansas besides Little Rock. One is in the western Arkansas community of Ozark, and the other is in the Garland County community of Royal.